The remarks by General Chiwenga must be seen in context. They follow, again, very important remarks made by the former War Veterans Minister, Chinga Dube, who acknowledged that the people were suffering, queuing outside banks with no cash, etc. Now, the important thing that General Chiwenga now says, which for me takes him halfway towards the people of Zimbabwe, is that not only does he acknowledge the situation, the despondency, and the lack of hope and lack of leadership on the ordinary people, but also admits that in the last 5 years, the current government has done very little to provide leadership and support to the ordinary Zimbabweans. Now, on that, we can say to General Chiwenga, you should have asked the people. We have experienced what he now sees in the last 2 decades, at least. So what is happening in Harare is that the Zimbabwean situation is quite complex. The government has survived almost without popular support. They have survived on the basis of military support. And now that pillar is the one that they have deliberately attacked and is now moving away. So you have a disconnect between the executive and the military establishment.
How significant is this?
This is groundbreaking to the extent that also within the country, of course, there was a unity of purpose in terms of the people expressing their disquiet about weaknesses and lack of governance, a serious oppression which forced half the Zimbabwean working class outside the country. And the government was quite happy to see that happen. Now, since the removal of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, things have now dawned on the military that they are the next to go, because they have just undertaken cabinet reshuffle where they have removed everyone with liberation credentials. And it seems to me we have a regime here that clearly it does not have the interests of the nation at heart. And there's been lacking of leadership and this serious suffering. But of course, the SADC region has been unable to step in and assist. And the situation has reached the point. Now, we may see violence between the factions of the ruling party. But I must repeat, where the military is at this point in time is halfway towards the people. The people need leadership. The people need guidance. The people need support. And this has been absent, to take the words of General Chiwenga, in the last a few years. And what you see is the political elite at the moment. It is simply self-interest, serious corruption, lack of planning, and very bad policies that have really driven ordinary Zimbabweans, to the wall.
General Chiwenga fell short of saying that the army can take over. What is your reading of what the army can do?
Yes, this is the point that I say they are halfway towards the interests of the people. General Chiwenga, in his statement, in fact, spoke to ZANU-PF and say, stop what you are doing, reform yourself, and then they become part of that. Now, the point I'm making is that ZANU-PF has not necessarily provided the leadership towards the people's interests. And this is the point, the larger question, which must now begin to dawn on the military. The military have to be with the people, because here we see a lack of leadership, an absence of human, respect for human rights. You have pensioners that sleep, outside banks, outside shops, to find relief and support, and no one takes care of that interest. So yes, we begin to see what may be called a creeping, coup or military disconnect with the executive. But since the firing of the vice president, certainly there has now been a disconnect between the executive and the military establishment. The fact that General Chiwenga was able to get 90 senior officers in one room, for me, speaks that there is a consensus and a coherence around what he is saying. And I think the important point and the larger question is that the military must find it in themselves
to become part of the suffering ordinary Zimbabweans. And that still has to come about.
But can General Chiwenga survive this, open defiance?
You know what they say in terms of, taking military action or military coups, etc. You cannot go halfway. You know, you have to go the whole way. Otherwise, you know, it will turn against you. So I don't know what is happening. But the signs is that, for me, there is a power struggle between the ruling elite and also the security establishment. Of course, I think he was, successful in having a full range of senior officers sit behind him and support his comments, as he made them. The point I am making is also to say, you must go beyond where he thinks only the security establishment is affected.